Tech stocks are crashing and taking the whole market with them. And today's show, you're going to learn why. I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today as both stocks and bonds are in meltdown mode, leaving investors with no safe haven and wondering what to do with their money. And most investors do not understand the relationship between stocks and treasury yields, and they get it completely wrong. In fact, they're not alone because most experts don't understand it either. Higher stock prices need to be validated by higher treasury yields, and lower stock prices actually follow treasury yields down. And that is confusing because right now, higher treasury yields are causing a problem for stocks. And yet, that doesn't make much sense, but I'm going to show you exactly how this works. But let me show you first why even the experts don't get it. Let's pick this story up from Bloomberg. As a headline, tech stocks extend sell-off as yields stay elevated in their market raft segment. The rout in U.S. technology stocks continued Wednesday as rising treasury yields fueled greater concern about growth and profitability. The yield on 10-year treasury note climbed to 1.68% after a second Federal Reserve purchase operation and a private jobs report indicated strengthening labor force, giving traders conviction the Fed will raise rates three times this year. And here you can see, watch the yield curve as this Bloomberg chart shows the treasury yields follow a similar pattern as the year begins, which is last year meant that the long end rose faster than the short end, as they're showing here, 10-year versus 2-year. And of course, that's given traders all the reason to pile in their short positions on the long end of the curve. But yet, as you can see, they don't even understand. They give you a little bit. So let's go to the Wall Street Journal and see if they can figure it out. And here we see markets jingle, but not all the way to a Santa rally. Stocks usually rise between Christmas and right after New Year's. This year, the NASDAQ composite missed the mark. But many investors see a rockier path ahead for stocks in 2022. Strong corporate earnings growth is expected to slow. Fast inflation could weigh on consumer spending. Well, it is. And tech stocks drove a majority of the market's 2021 gains. But expected interest rate increases could make them less appealing. Mark Hackett, Chief Investment Research at Nationwide Investment Management Group, said it wouldn't be surprising if the S&P 500 recorded more normalized returns in mid-single digits in 2022. It's unrealistic, he says, for anybody to talk about returns being a mirror image of last year, said Mr. Hackett, who, get this, recommends investors hold equities over bonds, even though, as he says, we can't continue these abnormally high returns. So once again, you see from both sources, both from Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, they give you just a little bit, but they don't fully understand the story of what's going on here. And that's what I want to show you now. So let's take a look at the Wilshire 5000, which is 5,000 U.S. stocks. And we're going to look at them compared to the U.S. 30-year treasury yields. Here we go to the FRED database. And you're going to look at this chart and say, well, Steve, I don't see it. I'm not sure I understand it. And that's great, because what we need to do is zoom in a little bit. And let's go back to the dot-com bubble. Because when you have a rising stock prices in red, what you need is higher treasury yields in blue. Because what do higher treasury yields tell you? It tells you that there are increasing growth and inflation expectations, and as a result, yields rise. And so stock prices are telling you the same thing. They're saying, hey, growth and inflation expectations are rising, and yields are saying, yeah, we agree, and the two go together. But look what happens after that when they start to disagree. What you see is that yields peak often before stock prices do. And notice how yields, even though they had a rocky path going down, perhaps we're at a similar point right here where yields went down and popped back up and are headed lower, but notice the stocks went flat and actually stayed fairly high before falling yields lower. So again, yields are telling the equity market, hey, and they're only telling them, hey, look what's coming. They're telling it ahead of time that, look, financial conditions are tightening. And you see coming out of the recession, of course, they both started to rise early on. Now let's look at what happened going into the great financial crisis. A similar story. You see yields double peaking, double topping, heading lower. The Wilshire 5000 just started to run a bit out of steam. In fact, we may be in a spot here where yields have come back down or starting to rise a bit. Everyone's getting excited before they go in straight down. And then what happens is they drag the equity market with them. Of course, then as yields come rising out of the recession, so too do stock prices. And how about now? What do we see here in more recent history? Look at 2016. Now here's something interesting. Yields start to go up, and all of a sudden the stock market starts to choke a little bit, and you get a little bit, not quite a double top in yields, and they go down. And look what happens right here in 2018. Yields pop back up, and the market chokes. You see it here again and going in 2019. Yields pop up, and the market chokes. So what's going on here? Because then you'll notice following 2019, yields go down heading to the pandemic, and of course the market melts down with it. And here's looking even in a closer picture. I want you to see that when yields pop up here in the green and red bars against Dr. Purple here down below, which is the NASDAQ 100, you'll notice that when yields pop up, again, it tends to be bad for stocks. Yields pop up and they both go down. Here you can see yields popping up, tech stocks down, yields up, tech stocks down, yields popping up, tech stocks down, rinse and repeat. And so what is really going on here is that perhaps that higher yields aren't actually validating those easier financial conditions that the market is telling us are there. In fact, maybe it's traders that are aggressively shorting the bond market, driving yields up, hoping to validate higher stock prices. Because what you need when you have higher yields is you need to actually have demand for lending at those higher yields. And well, there's great news because we can actually see that on a week-to-week basis. And let's check this out, because here we've got the mortgage applications. As we bring this kind of concept home to you, we see last week they fell 5.6%. Now check this out, because mortgage applications have been trending lower. In fact, everyone believes right now that rates must rise due to inflation, but there are times we see the mortgage applications fall. And does that have anything to do with yields? Because if it does, it means that as mortgage applications rise and yields rise, the people reject those higher rates and actually applications fall and yields fall with them. And sure enough, I've gone back and pulled the 30-year chart of Treasury yields, and I've marked here in red different places where we see a peak in mortgage applications. And certainly what happens is demand for higher yields is rejected and yields fall, yields fall, yields fall, yields fall, yields fall. And so you get what's going on here is that traders are trying to drive yields higher, and they're actually running into liquidity issues, and that has a negative feedback reaction to the equity market. So higher yields right now are actually indicating the financial conditions are tightening, even though actually lower treasury yields do the same thing. And that gets confusing, because how can they both do or sense tell you the same thing? And it was simple, because lower interest rates are a symptom of tighter financial conditions, and higher interest rates are only a symptom of that when there's a lack of lending demand with them. Now, if you're invested in the market and you're concerned about that type of risk and want a strategy that actually understands this relationship, well, by all means, check out Portfolio Shield, because it's designed around this whole entire concept. But let's continue on, because with tech stocks at high values, well, people are leaving their jobs, and maybe this is the wrong time for that. Let's keep going, because we see U.S. companies add most jobs in 7 months, according to the ADP survey that came out today. And wow, we saw lots of jobs in trade, transportation, professional business, leisure and hospitality, a lot of part-time jobs, which is excellent news. We also see some strong growth in manufacturing and construction, and that's fantastic. We saw over 800,000 jobs created according to ADP. And at the same time, last month, check this out, a record 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs, according to the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, was reflected an unprecedented number of quits in accommodation and food services, although we just see maybe some of them went back to work. While the transportation and warehousing industry registered the second most resignations on record, which also rose notably in healthcare. Well, you can't blame them too much. And then we go over to check this out. Let's go over to the Wall Street Journal, where workers quit jobs at a record level in November, and job openings also remained elevated as the number of available workers continued to lag far behind postings in a tight labor market. Workers, quote, continue to switch jobs in light of many opportunities in the current labor market provides, according to economists at Indeed. And of course, that makes perfect sense. And of course, workers should be actually switching jobs right now, because they're, according to the government, there's a ton of jobs available, and that means they could command higher rates. But what this report isn't actually telling us is how many people quit their jobs, perhaps to become full-time traders, or to retire because they're looking at their 401k balance. Well, There's actually a pretty interesting relationship to that in the equity market. Check this out. As we look over at the quits, according to the total non-farm against the Wilshire 5000, you can see as the equity market rises, well, people quit their job. And when stock prices come down, well, all of a sudden, you can see they are all heading back to work. So as quits rise, again, stock price is rising with it. And then you can see here during the pandemic, a reversal there. And now it makes perfect sense because when people feel rich, well, they tend to quit their job. And when the equity market, as you can see now, is struggling with these interest rates at already super low levels, threatening to unwind the NASDAQ and take the rest of the market with it, well, maybe some of those people are going to be looking back for work, and all those job openings the government's flagging are going to get filled pretty soon. And with that, I'll see you at the next show. I'm Steve Van Meter. Thanks for watching. Bye now. The content of this video provides educational information only. It's not intended to provide investment advice. Videos have to be construed as a recommendation or solicitation by a security financial instrument or to participate in any particular trading strategy. This video was prepared by Steve Van Meter in personal capacity. Opinions expressed in this video that I'm going to do not affect the view of Atlas Financial Advice, Inc. or Steve Van Meter Financial.